This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.69 and a quarter, up 12. September corn, $5.47 and a quarter, down 25. December corn, $5.11, down 27 and a half. July soybeans were $15.64 and a half, up 16. August soybeans, $14.31 and a half, down 1 and a half. November soybeans, $12.52, down 23 and a quarter. July wheat was $6.48 and a half, down 15. September wheat was $6.57 and three quarters, down 16. December wheat, $6.71 and a half, down 17 and a half. Now it's time for the Cash Grain Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. In the USDA's planted acreage report, the USDA estimated the U.S. corn acres to be 97.4 million acres and soybeans at 77.7 million acres. The corn estimate was above trade expectations and the highest since 1936. In the quarterly grain stocks report, the USDA estimated corn stocks as of June the 1st to be 2.764 billion bushels and the soybean stocks at 435 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 15 to 25 cents lower at 657 to 677. Soybeans were up 8 to 10 cents at 1555 to 1573. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 681 to 714. Soybean bids also ended mixed at 1560 to 1571. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 10 to 12 cents stronger at 699 to 724. Soybean bids were up 15 to 16 cents at 1599 to 1613. And the wheat bids mostly 15 to 19 lower at 629 to 648. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 5 to 7 cents lower at 1591 to 1596. Basis down 3 to 4 cents at 160 to 165 over the August. Hypro 40% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $5.25.30 to $5.39.30, up $10.70 to $14.70 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids steady to 10 cents lower, ranging from $6.97 to $7.29, with basis down 12 to 22 cents, range from 18 to 50 over July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents stronger at 695 to 709. Basis down 9 to 10 cents, ranging from 16 to 30 over July. Soybeans up 12 to 16 at $15.92 to $16 even, with basis steady to 4 cents lower at 28 to 36 over July. And the wheat prices today down 16 to 25 cents at 618 to 633, with basis 1 to 10 cents lower, ranging from 30 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to 3 cents lower at 709 to 724. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 16 to 19 cents with quotations at 1612 to 1624. Soft red winter wheat down 15 at 657 to 658, while the Milo gained 12 cents at 698 to 699. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions range from $4.74 up to $4.94. Soybeans for new crop range from $12.14 up to $12.27. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids, they range from $4.80 up to $4.92. New crop soybean bids at $12.24 up to $12.42. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $4.85 up to $4.98, and the new crop soybean bids range from $12.27 up to $12.47. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $118.15, down $3. August live cattle, $122.02. Down 90 cents. December live cattle, $127.80, down 35 cents. August feeder cattle were 149.45, down 25 cents. September feeder cattle, 151.60, down 22 cents. November feeder cattle, 154.50, down 17 cents. June lean hogs were 101.27, down 70 cents. July lean hogs, 97.45, down $1.95. December lean hogs, 82.65, down $1.05. Now it's time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday afternoon's Livestock Report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 40 cents lower, in a range of 96.67 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of 97.84. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady, with moderate demand to good demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded from 58 to 63. 4 to 5 weights traded at 61 to 65, 5 to 550 at 64 to 68, and over 550 pounds at 65 to 70. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 72. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 15,627 head. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from 119 to 122, and on a dress basis from 190 to 194. Heifers on a live basis traded from 119 to 122 and on a dress basis at 194. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 215 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 109.95, which was 30 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $197.50, which was 12 cents higher, with select carcasses at $187.15, which was 47 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, compared to 123,000 for last week and 124,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 391,000 compared to 392,000 for last week and 405,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. June corn delivered to Greenfield was $6.97. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.81. June corn delivered to Scottville, $6.89. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.81. June beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.86. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $15.59. And June wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.43. Once again, those prices are: corn at Greenfield is $6.97. Corn at Scottville is $6.89. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.86. And wheat at Scottville is $6.43. That'll do it for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It is 19 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar in the Weather Center showing scattered light rain around our mid-Illinois listening area at this time. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the upper 70s. We will have north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, cloudy skies, again a slight chance of a shower, the high in the mid 70s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, a chance of a shower Wednesday, low temperatures in the mid-60s, high temperatures in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have light north winds, the barometric pressure steady, cloudy skies once again with scattered showers around the area, 61 degrees. Over the weekend, WSMI weather watcher Rich Henry of Staunton, 6/10 of an inch of rain, 3/10 of an inch recorded by the Lang family of Coffeen, 3/4 of an inch recorded by Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, 1/4 of an inch here at the Weather Center over the weekend. And once again, cloudy skies, 61 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. And once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is again offering farmers a free pesticide container recycling program this summer. Sites throughout the state will collect the containers starting in late July. The used containers will be ground into chips and turned into shipping pallets, fence posts, and other products. Agriculture Director Bob Flyder says that more than 2 million agrochemical containers have been collected since the program began. These containers would otherwise go to landfills. Collection sites accept only high-density polyethylene number 2 plastic agrochemical containers that are clean and dry. Participants must remove all caps, labels, booklets, and foil seals. More information, including the collection site schedule, is available at the Illinois Department of Agriculture's website. Friday was a big day at National Ag Statistics with the release of the Planted Acreage Report. Here's NASS Chief of the Crop Branch, Lance Honig.
Overall, as we look at the principal crops, the 21 major crops altogether, we saw 325.6 million acres planted this year. It's down about 700,000 acres from last year. It is up about 300,000 acres from what farmers had intended back in March. It's actually the second highest total since 2003.
Winter wheat all over the country has struggled into the finish line, and Honig says the numbers in this report reflect that.
So we look at planted acreage for winter wheat. We're estimating now 42.7 million acres. That's up about 700,000 acres from what we had estimated back in March. But on the flip side, the harvested acreage is now forecast at 32.3 million acres. It's down 1.3% from where we were just a couple of weeks ago in the crop production report. So yes, we're saying that there was a little more winter wheat planted than we had previously thought, but the harvested acreage is down from where we were. And that's really the big driver, of course, when it comes to production.
Regarding corn acreage, a lot of hope has been pinned on this year's corn crop. There was a bit of surprise in the numbers, says Honig.
Part of the information that we collect in June when we go out and visit some of these locations is we not only collect acres planted, and in some cases to be planted, we also ask and find out how many of these acres were still left to be planted. And for soybeans in particular, there were a lot of soybeans left to be planted when we collected our information on these surveys. In fact, based on that survey data, nearly 27% are still left to be planted. And as a result of that, we're actually going to do a re-interview survey on soybeans. We're going to go back in 14 states. We're going to revisit those fields where at the time of the interview they were still left to be planted, and we're going to find out, did they get planted as soybeans or did they not?
That'll do it for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.